Syracuse Mayor Stephanie Miner declared Syracuse a sanctuary city earlier this month. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, she's not backing away from the claim after President Donald Trump signed an executive order that would block federal grants from cities that don't cooperate with anti-immigration laws.
Miner, in a statement from her office, pledges to continue Syracuse's commitment to our new American residents by not allowing the city's resources, including the police department, to be used to enforce federal anti-immigrant policies. Miner also says she will thoroughly scrutinize any changes at the federal level in the wake of Trump's executive order. And that could mean a lawsuit. Miner hinted as much last week, noting a large part of immigration law is civil law.
You can't take money away from a city for a city refusing to enforce a police department, a public safety department, refusing to enforce a civil law.
Miner says the city's been working with the state attorney general's office regarding the legalities of the situation, and Attorney General Eric Schneiderman says the state will fight the executive order if it isn't rescinded. It was only 2 weeks ago that Miner declared Syracuse a sanctuary city in her State of the City address. She says reaction since then has been overwhelmingly positive, with people reminding her that the move is true to Syracuse's heritage.
We had a sign that hung over City Hall for years saying, "Syracuse bids you welcome." We're going to continue to be that city.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.